to achieve, I decide what I am. To achieve, I decide what I am. One of the biggest problems that we have in life is to decide what we are. Not what we want to be, not what we would like to experience, but what we are. Now, what are we? Are we all that is good and beautiful? Are we love? Are we truth? Are we purity? Are we life? What are we? I achieve when I decide what I am. And to decide what I am only takes a little bit of effort. To decide what I am only takes a little bit of awareness of what that is that I am. Now, I am a beautiful being. I am a thoughtful being. I am a courteous being. Now, to achieve anything, I decide what I am. And if I decide that I am all of these beautiful facilities, that I am love and gentleness and kindness and all that is good, then that truly is what I am. But so often I walk away from what I am, not realizing that I am what I am. And when I do that, I end up with nothing at all. I end up an empty vessel. I end up unfulfilled. Now, do I want to be unfulfilled? What do I want to achieve? To achieve, I decide what I am. Now, what do I want to achieve? What am I? Am I thoughtful? Am I loving? Am I unconditionally loving? Am I a person who is happy with myself? Do I look at every organ, action, and function of my body and call it good? To achieve, I decide what I am. I have an ideal spirit, mind, and body. To recognize this, to see this as enacted in my life, it's up to me to say to myself, I not only am that, but I live it, I express it, and every time I open my mouth, I demonstrate that that is who I am. I demonstrate that that is what I am. I demonstrate that all that I am is beautiful and good and fantastic, and all that I am is wonderful, and all that I am is desirable. Now, if I'm going to look at my body, and I'm going to see it less than perfect, if I'm going to see it imperfect in any way, I endorse that imperfection. Now, if I look at my body, and I have the ability to see my body whole and perfect right now, and I see my body whole and perfect right now by knowing that that is the truth about me, by knowing that there is no other activity in my life that is important to me. My body is a temple of the living spirit. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, we've talked often about the idea of making statements that are contrary to appearances and bringing those statements into reality in our life. We've recognized how we can do that. We've recognized how we do that very often. But how often do we put causes in motion that we don't want? How often do we put causes into motion for ourselves that are not what our choice is? At least what we say it's not our choice. If you want a child to be good, you cannot allow yourself to say he is bad at any moment. You cannot allow yourself to judge that child at any moment. You only see that child at all times good. Now, it's hard to do that because sometimes the child is doing something that we consider not good. Sometimes a child is doing something that leaves us with a bad taste in our mouth. What are we going to do about that? Are we going to dwell on that? Or are we going to take our attention and dwell upon the goodness of that child, the goodness that that child always does, that goodness that the child is, the goodness that is its reality? Now, The same thing we do. We look at our body, and we see the appearance of something, and we say that's real. And it's not real. It's just an appearance. It changes. It changes as the moments go by. Very quickly, in fact, it changes. And as it changes, we put new attitudes in motion about ourselves. Now, if you go out and play a game of tennis, and you feel wonderful, you feel fantastic, you feel alive, alert, enthusiastic about life, you're going to play a good game. You're going to have lots of fun. Now, if you go out there and you go and say, I don't feel so hot today. I feel like I have a stomachache. I feel like my back hurts. I feel this is not good and that's not good. You're naming another type of attitude. You're naming something you really don't want to achieve, but something that does appear to be there. Now, can you change that attitude by saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me? Can you change that attitude, that down attitude you have about yourself, into one that's an up attitude, that's a positive attitude, that makes you the winner of the game rather than the loser, or they also ran? Now, that's not the important thing. The important thing for us is that we are the creators of our world. We are the creators of every experience in our world. We are the creator of every happening in our world. And if we want happenings that are beautiful and good and uplifting and rewarding in every possible way, then we must put those type of happenings in our consciousness, in our thinking, so that as we live our lives, as we have these experiences, they will be, as they already are in our consciousness, wonderful and beautiful, as they already are, as we say, I am. I am whole in spirit, mind, and body. I am happy in everything I do. I am fulfilled. I am revealed in everything that I am. You see, I achieve only when I decide what I am. If I don't know what I am, I'm not going to achieve one thing or another. I may be whatever the world sees me as, but I won't be what I see me as. Or maybe because I haven't seen me as anything at all. What is it I want to see myself as? How do I want to see myself? What attitude? What attitude of life do I want to live in my world? What attitude? And attitude comes from my own thinking system. Attitude comes from who I think I am. And that is what I will achieve. I will achieve whoever it is that I think I am. I will achieve whatever it is I think is the most wonderful, delightful, fantastic experience of my life. That's what I'll achieve. And I'll achieve it not because it's not there. I'll achieve it because it is there. I'll achieve it because it's my reality. I'll achieve it because that's what I am. Yes, I'll achieve it since that's all that I care about. That's all that I think about. That's all that I am. My attitude, it sets up the whole thing for me. It sets up all the aspects of my life. It sets up all of the enjoyments and all of the delights and all of the charm and all of the magic. That's my attitude. It sets up all these things for me, and it is fun. It is lots of fun, and I love it. I love it because it's me. I love it because it's all I know. I love it because I don't really care for anything else in my world except to be who and what I am. And I am that who and what I am right now. And when I start claiming it and naming it and talking about it and living it, then I am doing it. And it's me. It's me. It's my reality. Truly, to achieve, I decide what I am. I just have to have the attitude of what I am and the beingness of what I am and be it. And when I am what I am, then all in my life is a wonderful, joyful, fantastic experience because that's my reality. That's all that matters for me. That's all that makes any difference in my life. And as that's all that makes any difference in my life, then that's all that I will ever know and experience. It's fun. It's fun. It's exciting. It's revealing. It's who I am. And I know it, and my life shows it, and my attitude is what brought it all about.